Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the Red October Rally.
Do it.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulia live today. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally, presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice cold Budweiser and all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Hugh, it is. We're getting close now. I mean, I'm starting to get some nervous.
Starting to get
here.
Excited.
Yes, and we don't know who we're going to play.
You're nervous? Well, both teams coming in. They're probably going to – either whoever we play, they're going to be a little beat up. So
they are. They're also going to be hot, right? They just won a game.
A little tired.
It's going to be all that. Let's talk to our next guest here, Eric Kratz from Foul Territory, and we know him here as a former big leaguer. Joins us to talk about the Phils and the postseason. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, you got it, and thanks for being here with us. And obviously a lot going on with this postseason so far. Eric, Game 3 tonight, Mets and Brewers. What's your thought on those two teams, and would one be a more preferable matchup if you were the Phillies?
I mean, let's put it this way. You're not afraid of the Mets. The Mets will come in with all their gimmicks, you know, Grimace and OMG, and the Mets will met. So if the Mets win, cakewalk, it's a five-game series for the Phillies in the sense of, you know, they may kind of set it up, but it's, you know, it'll be three games, they'll win it. See you later. But if you go and you have to face the Brewers, if you're a Phillies fan, this is where the Phillies fans come in, because I heard Hugh say at the beginning, well, you know, we don't want the Mets fans coming down here like the Knicks. Like, that's one thing that the players can't control. Like, fans are going to come in, so I think Philly fans need to step up even more than in the Mets series, because in the Brewers series, if you're a true Phillies fan, you're that underdog. You're that guy that, you know, you work to get your tickets. You don't just get them given to you like New York Mets fans. You work to get your tickets. Brewers and Brewers players and Brewers fans, this would be a Phillies team. So you need to be afraid of the Brewers, because they're going to come in and they could care less. They want to silence the Philly crowd, and they're dangerous. They're dangerous because Pat Murphy, I think I like all three managers. Topper is an unbelievable manager. Murph is an unbelievable manager, and Mendoza is an unbelievable manager. But Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, gets the most out of his guys. So that's a scary team.
Well, they're good. I mean, they've been good all year, Eric. They won their division going away, and they've got a lot of good players, including Churio, the 20-year-old, hit the home runs last night. Eric, let's look at what the Phillies' decisions are in this series, including Game 2. So Topper still hasn't told us who he's going to start. It might be matchup-dependent. Eric, how would you do this? Because You can see it both ways, right? You have Sanchez, who's been way better at home this year. You could pitch him at home in game two, Nola game three. But also, the experience factor, Nola's been the guy. He's been the guy behind Wheeler the last two postseasons, right in that number two spot. How would you do it if you were Topper between Nola and Sanchez?
Nine times out of ten, I'm going with Nola. They play the Brewers. I do lean towards Sanchez because of the fact that they struggle against lefties. Sanchi does a great job pitching in Citizens Bank Park. Not saying Nola won't. Not saying that if they're playing the Brewers, that American Family Life Insurance Field is an easy place to pitch either. I'm saying that you go with Sanchez because of that familiarity, but you also go because you're probably looking at seven from Wheeler. You're probably looking at seven from Wheeler, and if you get Sanchez right in behind there, now you're looking at, maybe what they did with Ranger last year in the playoffs, where it was like five and dive, four and dive, and go right to the pen. Because that's the strength of the Phillies, and you'll have an off day the next day. So to me, if it's the Brewers, I go Sanchez. If it's the Mets, I go with Nola. And I let Nola, the experience and everything that he's done, you got to lean on your two horses.
So, Eric, what's your thoughts on rest versus rust? I had a chance to ask Ruben Amaro Jr. this morning. I'm just curious, how do you feel about that?
I think it's overblown. I think it's the whole oh, it's tough travel. It's tough, this. Like, it ain't tough travel. You're getting champagne. The Mets went champagne in Atlanta. They went to the bus to the bird right into Big League Hotel. They're getting spread. They're getting massages. And then when they come out for BP, the fans are already in the stands. The fans are already in the stands in the playoffs when you're taking BP. It just absolutely ratchets up your adrenaline to the max. Never played football, but I watch guys start, first game of the year, last game of the year, whatever it is, they're coming out on the field ripping. They are ready to go. That is what I feel. That is what playoffs are. There's no pain. Nobody's ever like, oh, I'm so exhausted in the playoffs. That is a fan narrative, and that is, it's tired. So I would say, I would lean more towards being hot. The team that's hot, they've been out there. They've been battle tested. They've been playing other teams in big spots. And in the first inning in Philly, it's going to be ruckus. And the Brewers or the Mets have been through that for the last three nights.
Oh, it's going to be rocking. This place at 4 o'clock on Saturday is going to be, as Topper would say, 4 hours of hell. Eric Kratz from Foul Territory joining us here. Eric, we know the other side of the NL bracket. That's set. The Padres moved past the Braves, so it's Dodgers-Padres, a matchup we've seen a lot over the years in that division a couple years ago in the playoffs. What's your take on that one? Eric, I'm very impressed with this Padres team. I mean, since the beginning of August, they have been incredible. Bullpen, contact in the lineup, some power. But the Dodgers obviously have some of baseball's best players. What do you think of that series?
I mean, I think it leans towards the Padres. If you're asking me who you think wins, I think it leans towards the Padres because they have a, like you said, a complete team. They built their bullpen to be deeper, and yet in the last month and a half, they've had the best starting rotation in baseball. And this Musgrove's injury could hurt them because, then you start getting to the underbelly of their starting rotation, which has been good, but Yu Darvish in the playoffs hasn't been super awesome. But if you go man-to-man throughout this entire roster, you have a hard time convincing me that the Padres aren't the better team because you don't know if you can get more than four innings out of Yamamoto. You don't know if Flaherty's going to go more than five. So you got nine innings, and you got to figure out how to get 54 outs from your starters. It's just not – the Dodgers are not in an enviable situation, but they have Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani hit like a million in the WBC, and he is – I'm excited to watch him in the playoffs because they have him in a spot in the lineup where you can't pitch around him. You can't pitch around Shohei to get to Mookie. Mm. And you can't pitch around both of them to get to Freddie. So it is going to be – I love that they're matching up. Secretly, kind of love that the Braves aren't in it anymore. But, hey, you know what? If they had like 4 days rest or something, then that would have been an excuse, but they didn't have any rest, so that's the excuse. You know how it is.
Yeah, they'll make an excuse. They'll find a new excuse this year. Eric Kratz joining us. Eric, we got one eye on the other side of this thing if the Phillies are able to get to the World Series. What do you think about the AL now that we got the four teams left? Yankees, Royals, Tigers, Cleveland. Eric, the more I watch Cleveland, the more I watch Detroit and Kansas City, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some chaos in the American League.
I mean, there's already been chaos. Yep. They knocked out it. They're going to have a new ALCS opponent. Somebody other than the Astros. I didn't think the Astros were very good. That's why I picked the Tigers to beat them. I just felt like they played in a division that was kind of meh, and they were kind of a meh team. And the Tigers are hot. We talked about hot. I do like hot. I like A.J. Hinch as a manager. I think he makes great decisions. I think coming out of the AL, I think it's going to be a battle between the Guardians and the Yankees. I think in a longer series, what the Tigers do is tough, tough, tough to maintain because you're going to see Will Vest. Everyone, you know, three games in a five-game, seven-game series. You're going to see Jason Foley, their closer, Brisky, their closer slash six-inning guy. You know, so when you start seeing guys, when you start giving these lineups more looks, and I think that's why the Yankees are going to end up prevailing out of the American League, and I think it's going to be a Phillies-Yankees matchup again, old 2009. Mm.
Boy, that would be big. I mean, it would just feel big. Eric, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll be watching Fair Territory, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Eric.
Have a good one.
Appreciate you, Joe.
There he goes, Eric Kratz.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.